TV show called Patrick Chung's Go for the Goal. I watched it on Comcast the other night. So what are we supposed to call you here today?
You got to deal with the more you can do, you know? Yeah, it's my first one, man. It was fun. Did you like it?
Yeah, you are media mogul in my mind. It was interesting. It was following you around a camp, and you're talking to kids, and you were interviewing. You get interviewed by us every week, but you were interviewing your former backup quarterback there, Brian Hoerter. Yeah. It seemed like the kids had a good time. It seemed like you guys had a good time.
Yeah, we had a great time, man. We had a lot of fun out there. I mean, it was a lot of hard work, but you know, it was a whole lot of fun, man. Kids love to have fun while they're working, while they're getting better. So you know, got to make it happen.
Now, did any kid drop the confidential answer to you? While you're interviewing them?
No. Nobody here would cut. I don't think anybody knows about that with me and you.
Hey, listen, week one was concerning. You know, Chris Johnson, listen, we know he's an explosive running back. You guys bottled him up. But overall, in general, I think very impressive week for your defense.
Yeah, last week. But, yeah, we played good, man. But that's just the first game, man. We have to keep doing it consistently through the season and just try to be the best keepers we can be.
Yeah, you've been here now for a few years, and to go out there week one and to see at all different levels, you know, Chandler Jones, Dante Hightower, and Devon Wilson with that big interception, pretty impressive week for the rookies there.
Yeah, man, they played hard. The group plays hard, man. They're ready to learn. And there's some good athletes out there, you know, so they're gonna, hopefully they develop as the season goes along and they, you know, get to their full potential.
I know last week's last week, and you want to focus on this week, but come on. When Gostkowski lights up somebody, when a kicker, your kicker, lights somebody up and you're right there to celebrate, give us the play-by-play of seeing a kicker, Patrick, make a hit like that.
I mean, he came and unloaded on him. He unloaded on him, and I was right there. I was like, wow, Steve just gave it to him. But, I mean, hopefully he does that every time. Hopefully we don't have anybody come out. Get that far to where it gets to him. But, I mean, if someone gets to him, hopefully he lays him out. But it was good. Good to see that, man.
You know what hopefully doesn't happen again is Gronk blowing that spike. I mean, did you guys get on him for that one? That's like after he scores, you look forward to that thing.
No, I was waiting for the spike, but he improvised. I thought it was funny how he looked through his glove a little bit, wiped it off, and went to celebrate, man. It was good. I like Gronk.
You guys return home for the home opener. You talked last week with us about trying to keep your emotions in check. Does it even get more amped up that you're going to be at home in front of that crowd? They'll do the flyover. Is there a different buzz to that first game at Gillette Stadium?
It's going to be very exciting. You know, you're right there in front of your fans, your hometown, and you just got to be able to be calm. Be calm and, you know, use your energy the right way. You know, some guys, younger guys are going to be, you know, amped up. Adrenaline is going to be going. Just got to learn to calm down and just let the game come to you and just treat it like every other game.
You know, in week one, there was 29 pass interference calls with these new referees, replacement referees. Ooh. Did you? And honestly, I watch football all week long. I actually felt like there was maybe a little bit more contact that they could have called. But did you notice a difference in the game?
I will never tell them to call pass interference ever, so I'm not going to deal with you on that one. But, you got to play how I play. I mean, you can't worry about what the calls are going to be. I mean, they make the call. You just got to play within the game and see what happens.
What was your overall grade for the officials, the replacement refs in your game, Patrick?
I'm going to say confidential, but I have a backup confidential in my pocket for another question you got from me.
This is not who wants
it's
to
like
be a millionaire.
Flag. You got
lifelines and challenges here.
You said what?
Yeah, so you got like challenge flags, right? You get on the right to kind of throw one out later on against us. That's okay.
I got one of my socks, too, like Bill had in his flag, man. I got one of my socks for you.
All right, let's get to this week because you got a tall order here, and a guy like Larry Fitzgerald, who is one of the best wide receivers in the game, Bill Belichick said he might go down as the best, a Hall of Fame type of guy. There's just sometimes it's just not your fault. I mean, the guy's just that good, right?
Yeah, he's a beast, man. He's a beast. He's strong. He's physical. He can get the ball. He has good catch radius. I mean, he's your explanation of a receiver, a dangerous receiver. He can make things happen at any time, you know. So we have to try our best to try to stop that guy, man. But even if you have him covered, he's gonna make some catches, you know. That's why he's so great.
Just dropped the catch radius on us. What about what about the quarterback position? Because they started the game with Skelton. They go to Kevin Cobb. You're trying to prepare. It looks like Cobb this weekend. Is he a different guy than Skelton? I'm sure you saw both in preparation for this week.
I say they're kind of the same, but I mean, all quarterbacks are different. I mean, he has a little more wiggle to him, and he wants to scramble, throw the ball, and he has a strong arm. You know, they wouldn't put him out there if he wasn't good. So he has a strong arm. He can make the reads. He's good too.
Yeah, I know you guys are big favorites at home, 14.5 points, which I know you don't really care about. But when you got a team like that coming in, a road team, a lot of momentum swings, especially in special teams. Now you're part of that punt return unit. You got a guy like Patrick Peterson back there. He is a weapon. He returned four last year. You don't hear of him like a Devin Hester, but last year he sure looked like it.
Yeah, he's good. He's definitely good, man. He is dangerous in the return game. So, yeah, try to slow him down as much as possible. He's a strong guy, too. He breaks tackles, on tackles. So, be ready for him. He is very dangerous. He is like a Hester, almost. He's very dangerous, very fast. And, he can make it happen at any time. So, he's kind of like Fitzgerald, but just on the kicking game side.
I had the chance to talk to Chip Kelly back in the day when he was at UNH. So I got a lot of respect. I got a lot of respect for your program. You know that going in. I got some duck gear at home. But when I look down at week four.
I don't like the butt.
When I look down at week four in the college football season and a program as good as Oregon is playing something called Tennessee Tech this weekend, who's doing the scheduling? This is Cupcake Central for your team.
Hey, you just play game by game, man. Whoever's there, you beat them, regardless who it is. We can play a Pop Warner team. I hope they destroy them.
I think the toughest part for Oregon this week is trying to figure out what uniform to wear. That might be their toughest decision. That might be about it.
No, man, game's the game, man. But I know one thing. As soon as they step on the field, they're going to be looking clean. I'll tell you that.
It's Tennessee Tech. They're going to be clean the entire game. The third string running backs in the first quarter.
Hey, man, it's all good. It's all good. We'll take that win. We'll call it a day.
All right, so we know now it's not just Patriots safety, defensive back. It is media mogul. Patrick Chung joins us on Fridays. Is there more TV in the works, like what we saw from Go for the Gold TV with Patrick Chung?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, man. I mean, football's right now, but I'll just say stay tuned. Stay tuned. I'm like a young Will Smith, baby. You know what I mean?
Hey, stay away from the reality TV. That hasn't worked out too well for some of these guys in the NFL.
That will never happen. Don't worry about that.
Sure, Bill might have a word about that.
Yeah, I don't want to see football wives and Patrick Chung involved. They don't want no part of it.
I know, right? Housewives of Foxborough.
No, that's the worst idea you could think of. See, now
Giselle will be on.
The Gronkowski brothers are already thinking about that. Gee, you hear Patrick say that? We can do something like that, and they are going to do that. Media mogul, Patrick Chung joining us. Patrick, good luck against Arizona. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys.